Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. According to Syke Maricon Castillon, there are six companies that intend to issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases. Anchor Bancorp Wisconsin's prepackaged plan of reorganization became effective, and the company emerged from Chapter 11 protection in September. The court confirmed the plan the previous month. Pursuant to the plan, the company will discharge its senior secured credit facility with approximately $183 million in outstanding obligations for a cash payment of $49 million. In addition, the company's TARP preferred securities with an aggregate liquidation preference and deferred dividends of approximately $139 million will be canceled in exchange for new common equity that will represent approximately 3.3% of the pro forma equity of the reorganized company. New equity investors will represent in the aggregate approximately 96.7% of the pro forma equity of the reorganized company. As of July 31, 2013, the company had 21,247,225 shares of common stock issued and outstanding, all of which will be canceled for no consideration pursuant to the plan of reorganization. Eastman Kodak Company and certain of its subsidiaries have emerged from their Chapter 11 cases. Kodak's first amended joint Chapter 11 plan of reorganization became effective on September 3, 2013. Kodak has filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission documents over its plan to sell its stock by way of a small company offering and sale of securities without registration. News reports said Eastman Kodak will relist its shares with the New York Stock Exchange, where the company previously had been listed. Upon effectiveness of the plan, the company issued shares of a new class of common stock to participate in the 1145 rights offering and the 4-2 rights offering, including the backstop parties, at a purchase price of $11.94 per share. In satisfaction of its obligation to pay the backstop fees, as required under the backstop commitment agreement, the company also issued shares of new common stock to the backstop parties. Additional shares of new common stock and net share settled warrants to purchase new common stock are to be issued as distributions to unsecured creditors on account of their unsecured claims against the debtors. Most of Kodak's new shareholders are secured creditors who backstopped a $406 million rights offering in June that converted secured and unsecured creditor claims into new equity in the company. 40 million shares were sold overall through the rights offering. Roughly 75% of Kodak's new shares will be held among six investors, while 23% to 24% of the company's remaining shares were distributed to unsecured creditors who received about 4 cents on the dollar for their claims when the company emerged from bankruptcy. Kodak's old shares were canceled when it emerged from bankruptcy. Rural Metro Corp. filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court a joint Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement, pursuant to which new shares of common stock will be issued upon the effective date of the plan. The plan provides for a consensual balance sheet restructuring that will reduce Rural Metro's funded indebtedness by approximately 50% and cut interest payments nearly in half. Specifically, the restructuring transactions contemplated in the plan will substantially de-lever debt obligations by 1. Partially paying down the pre-petition senior secured facility by $50 million, and 2. Converting noteholder claims and other unsecured claims into 100% of the common stock of reorganized RMC, subject to dilution. Rural Metro's pre-petition equity holders' interests will be canceled, and upon emergence, all of reorganized RMC's new common stock will be owned by the holders of note holder claims, including those participating in the rights offering, and the holders of the other unsecured claims, to the extent those holders of other unsecured claims select to receive new common stock in lieu of cash. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on September 10th entered an order confirming the prepackaged Chapter 11 plan of reorganization of Maxcom Telecomunicaciones SAB to CV. Confirmation of the plan was fully consensual. The only class of creditors entitled to vote overwhelmingly voted in favor of the plan, and no party objected to the confirmation of the plan. Under the Chapter 11 plan of reorganization, Maxcom will complete a recapitalization and debt restructuring that is expected to significantly reduce Maxcom's debt service expense and position Maxcom for growth with a U.S. $45 million capital infusion. Maxcom, private equity firm Ventura Capital Privado, SA to CV, an ad hoc group holding an aggregate amount of approximately U.S. $86 million of Maxcom's 11% senior notes due 2014, and certain of its current equity holders, have reached agreement on the terms of the restructuring and support agreement, recapitalization agreement, and agreements to tender prior to the company's Chapter 11 filing. Pursuant to the recapitalization agreement, Ventura and certain related parties have agreed to make a capital contribution of U.S. $45 million and conduct a tender offer to acquire for cash at a price equal to pesos, $2.90, or 2 pesos and 90 out of 100 per CPO, up to 100% of the issued and outstanding shares of Maxcom. FriendFinder Networks, Inc., the operator of adult social networking websites, filed a plan on September 21st containing details on a reorganization worked out with about 80% of first and second lien lenders before the September 17th Chapter 11 filing. Holders of the $234.3 million in 14% first lien notes will receive accrued interest plus an equal amount in new 14% first lien notes to mature in 5 years. Excess cash will be used in part to pay down principal on the notes before maturity. Holders of $330.8 million in 2 issues of second lien notes are to receive all the new equity. Gatehouse Media, Inc. and certain of its subsidiaries, comprising one of the largest publishers of locally based print and online media in the United States, have commenced voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Concurrently with the bankruptcy filing, Gatehouse filed and requested confirmation of a joint prepackaged plan of reorganization. Gatehouse announced on September 11, 2013, that it had entered into a plan support agreement with the administrative agent and certain lenders under its 2007 secured credit facility, including certain affiliates of Gatehouse, which contemplated a comprehensive restructuring of approximately $1.2 billion of debt, scheduled to come due in August 2014. Gatehouse's common stock would be canceled under the plan, and holders of secured debt would have the option of receiving a cash distribution equal to 40% of their claims, or stock in New Media Investment Group, Inc., a new holding company that will own Gatehouse and Local Media Group. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for September 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on November 16th. Thank you for listening.